And so we begin Advent with these traditional images of a horrible, devastating flood, a kidnapping, and a thief breaking into your house. I don't know about you, but I find this passage in Matthew a little unsettling. I mean, Jesus is talking about when he will come again, when the Son of Man will come again. And again, that's part of Advent. I mean, we think of this season of Advent as being about preparing and getting ready for Christmas. I mean, I know as a kid it was always, okay, it means there's 4 weeks till Christmas, you know, and then you count them down each Sunday. But, and that's part of this season. But of course, that's getting ready for an event that already happened in the past, the birth of Jesus. That was 2,000 years ago. This season also reminds us that we all live our lives in Advent. That is, waiting for what is coming, the not yet, which is Christ coming again. And so that's what Jesus is talking about here. But I always have to wonder why he uses these almost scary images. The first one, comparing it to the flood. You know, the flood at the time of Noah. The flood that wiped out everyone in the world except Noah and his immediate family and those animals. A horrible, devastating flood that no one except Noah knew was coming. I don't remember reading that on a Hallmark card. It's kind of troubling. An unexpected, devastating flood. That's what the coming of the Son of Man will be like. And then, maybe even more unsettling, the next little image, well, it'll also be like two men working together in the field, and one of them is taken away, vanishes, the other remains. Two women working at a mill, one vanishes, the other remains. I mean, Jesus doesn't even let us in onto which of those people are luckier. Is it the one who vanishes or the one who remains? So the Son of Man will come back like an invisible kidnapper. And then, the third. And this is the one I think I find most troubling and that I want to spend some time considering. The Son of Man will come again. It will be like a thief coming in the night. That if the homeowner knew, would be prepared. Now, I get what Jesus is kind of trying to tell us here. So the coming of the Son of Man, again, will be unexpected, and we need to stay alert for it. But why a thief? I mean, others pick up on this later. 1 Thessalonians talks about the coming of Christ as a thief. 2 Peter refers to the coming of Christ as a thief in the night. Revelation has a multiple places where it talks about Jesus coming like a thief in the night. But if all Jesus really wanted to tell us was it's unexpected, why didn't he use something happier? Like the Son of Man coming again will be like opening your front door on Thanksgiving and that long-lost cousin you haven't seen for 20 years is standing there. Or the coming of the Son of Man will be like a surprise birthday party. Why a thief? Well, again, clearly Jesus is telling us his coming again will be unexpected. And not just unexpected, but unknown. Did you notice at the beginning of the passage, a very interesting thing that Jesus says? He says, when the Son of Man comes again, only the Father knows the day and the time. The angels don't know, I don't even know. Now, I will leave you to ponder the Trinitarian complications of that idea. I'll just mention the irony of ever since human beings have been bending over backwards trying to figure out the exact day and time that Jesus will come again. Some of them think they figured it out and find the precise day and time. And don't seem to realize the irony and the arrogance of them trying to figure out something that Jesus says even he doesn't know. So it's not just unexpected, but it's unknown, just like a thief coming. If you knew when a thief was coming, well, that would solve the problem, wouldn't it? But I suspect the whole point of someone being a thief is they don't want you to know when they're coming. It's also unseen. I mean, this is why most thieves don't rob houses in the middle of the day. They do it at night, where they can't be seen. So the coming of the Son of Man will be unseen, and perhaps in a way we don't even realize. I mean, how are the various ways a thief could break into your house? Could be through the door, could be through the window, could be through the chimney, could be through your internet connection. I mean, thieves today don't even have to physically enter your house. Does that mean that Jesus will come again in a way that not only we don't expect, but we have no clue about the mode in which he will come? Maybe even unseen. But there's another aspect to this image of the coming of Jesus like a thief. And that is, when it comes to thieves, how do we prepare? I mean, we buy security systems for our houses and alarms and locks on the doors and windows and all those sorts of things. What's the spiritual equivalent to a home security system? I don't know, perhaps faith? Trust? Maybe realizing that we're not as prepared as we should be? But then, also, when it comes to thieves, we do our best to prevent them from coming. Does Jesus and his coming, is he saying that his coming is something that we might want to prevent? Maybe to give ourselves more time to get ready? Or as Peter says elsewhere, maybe God keeps giving us more time so more and more people will be ready. If Jesus comes like a thief in the night, does that mean we're trying to prevent Jesus from coming? And does this mean that Jesus' coming is outside the law? I mean, that's what makes a thief a thief. They're acting outside the law. If they just came and asked you to give them your stereo, they wouldn't be thieves. Is Jesus trying to tell us that he comes outside the law? What law? Our law? God's law? The laws of physics? Are you noticing I'm leaving you with lots of unanswered questions? And then a thief comes to steal. Does Jesus, in his coming again, will he come to steal something from us? Certainly not our possessions. I mean, we're supposed to just give those. What is Jesus stealing from us when he comes again? Our sin? Our guilt about our sin? Death? You think Pastor Steve is maybe taking all this a little too literally? Maybe. But I find this image unsettling. Jesus coming like a thief in the night. The implications of that. And again, I understand what's being conveyed here. I think that Jesus, when he comes again, it will be unexpected. And that's why we are told to watch and wait and be prepared. And that's Advent. And maybe most of all, what today's reading reminds me of is that Advent is not the comfortable season that we have turned it into. You know, we have sort of made Advent just a time to to have a few more parties and shopping days to get ready for Christmas. You know, a time of kids and fires and cookies. But Advent is a time of waiting and preparing, and a time perhaps when we're supposed to be a little bit unsettled. We're supposed to be on our toes, alert, not sitting back, complacent. Maybe above all, this reading today, and it's rather unsettling images, reminds us that that's what this whole season of Advent is about. Being a little bit unsettled. Recognizing that Jesus coming can be a little disturbing, unsettling, uncertain. Like a flood that we're not sure when it might hit. Or a kidnapping that might happen any time. Or a thief that could break in at any moment. Maybe we're supposed to be a little unsettled as we start this season of Advent. So how'd I do? Are you feeling a little unsettled? Happy Advent. Amen.